Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
On this episode of Am I the A-Hole? It's us. We are all the A-Holes.
It's the world. Shame.
I know. Shame on. I felt like, as we all should have, felt like, yeah, no, we are some big ol' a-holes.
The way I fell to my knees in my kitchen when I saw this news, I was like, no, why couldn't it have just been the BBL? But now it's actually serious news because Kate Middleton has revealed her cancer diagnosis. So she put out a video, well, obviously the palace did, of her sitting on a park bench, beautiful hair coif. She's sitting there in a little sweater and she's saying, you know, the reason we've been so quiet is because we didn't know if it was cancer. And then I had a planned abdominal surgery where it was just supposed to be preventative. Then they found out that there was actually some cancer there. So they wanted to do preventative chemotherapy. And obviously, this is all very difficult because we're going through this in the public eye. But we also want to protect our kids and tell them on our timeline.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
All that speculation, I mean, watching that, knowing that the tabloids, all the fodder, the conversations,
the Pete Davidson memes.
Yes, that forced her hand to have to address it.
It's a really good example of how you just don't know what somebody's going through.
Yeah.
You know, you can make assumptions and then they can be far reach. You just never know what's going on in somebody's home.
You know what made me so mad about this whole thing, though, was the moment this video came out, the first bit of speculation already started coming out about, like, well, why wasn't William there holding her hand? I'm like, can this woman do nothing right? Can we leave? At this point, no matter, if they had put out a video of AI Kate saying all of this, I would have stepped back, period. Because at this point, we need to leave this woman and her family alone because they're clearly going through it.
Did they really say, like, why wasn't he in the video? It's not his, it's her health. Like, this is her journey. And I guarantee you, she wanted to do this solo.
There's picking apart other stuff, like her ring disappears in part of the video, things like that. And it's just, I agree with you. And I feel so bad because I got wrapped up in the whirlwind as well, because they were fumbling every single thing. And of course, you never think about cancer. And then having someone like my mom is going through it. And I can't imagine, like, George, Charlotte, and Louis having to deal with that, and Kate being so young and having to tell her kids she has cancer while the whole world is like, did your husband kill somebody? Is he sleeping with your best friend? Are you in a coma or a mental health break? What's happening?
Did you get a facelift?
Yes.
Yeah, I told you guys years ago. Similarly, one of my best friends who was my mentor in radio, we were at these radio conventions and he had some cosmetic surgery done. And, you know, rather than talk to him about it, because I was kind of his right-hand man, people would come up to me ripping on him, like, what's kid doing? Is he going through middle-age crisis? And there was only a handful of us that knew that he had cancer and he was sick. So I'm sure in retrospect, when he passed, they were like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Similar situation happened with Chadwick Boseman. I feel like he taught the world that same exact lesson. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we just never learned from
it.
Yep. So that was the biggest criticism to come out after that. Everyone's like, where's William? Why isn't he with her? But they have now finally put out a joint statement explaining how they're feeling now that they've revealed that diagnosis to the world. They put out a statement that says the prince and princess are both enormously touched by the kind messages from people here in the UK, across the Commonwealth, and around the world in response to Her Royal Highness's message. They are extremely moved by the public's warmth and support and are grateful for the understanding of their request for privacy at this time.
Yeah, if, like, a woman comes out, if a woman comes out and says that she has been battling cancer and the first thing you post on her Instagram or whatever is more questions and conspiracy theories, you really need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, wow, when did I turn into this a-hole?
Yeah, we got to sit down now. But somebody who's being a little bit more candid about their cancer battle is King Charles's nephew. So Peter Phillips is Princess Anne's son, and he said that he is actually extremely frustrated with his recovery because he's also being treated for cancer. So Peter told Sky News Australia, he's in good spirits. I think ultimately he's hugely frustrated. He's frustrated that he can't get on and do everything that he wants to be able to do, but he's very pragmatic. He understands that there's a period of time that he really needs to focus on himself. So he's just ready to get back in action because right now it's just Queen Camilla holding down the floor. Homegirl barely got in here, and now she's like, I gotta run this whole family. But we'll be wishing good luck for her. All right, J-Lo is getting canceled after revealing her bodega order. I'll tell you why New Yorkers have beef with Jenny from the Block on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.